Hello, Poker Minders! Welcome to the PokerPod Psych Edition, where I'm going to talk about everything psychology, from the complexities of human behavior to practical tips for your mental well-being. I'm your host Katja, a licensed clinical psychologist, and today I'm going to poke some minds. Hello, Pokerminders. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I wanted to elaborate on the defense mechanisms that I briefly mentioned in the last episode. I'll stick to the topic of emotions and focus specifically on those defense mechanisms. And I would like to try out something different and talk a bit more in depth about each of these mechanisms, which means that there will be a total of 5 episodes just about defense mechanisms. My goal is to make the episodes a bit shorter, since I managed to walk into my own trap, thinking I need to somehow top my previous episode without actually knowing what that means. And that just led me to making longer episodes and, as a result, leading me to procrastinate, since one episode suddenly takes me several hours to complete. Alright, let's get to today's topic. Defense mechanisms in psychology are unconscious strategies that individuals use to protect themselves from unpleasant emotions like anxiety, guilt, shame, or sadness. They were initially defined by Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, and Freud's daughter, Anna Freud, expanded and systematized his theories, identifying and elaborating on many specific defense mechanisms in her influential work. Today, we will talk about regression, denial, projection, and acting out, along with some examples on how they might manifest in real life. Before we dive in, I will briefly explain Freud's concept of the id, ego, and superego. He developed this concept to explain the dynamics of human personality and the complexities of human behavior. The id is the part of the mind that contains our basic instinctual drives and desires. It seeks immediate pleasure and gratification without considering consequences. It operates on the pleasure principle. The ego is the rational part of the mind that deals with reality. It mediates between the desires of the id and the constraints of the real world. It operates on the reality principle. And the superego is the part of the mind that represents our moral standards and ideals. It strives for perfection and judges our actions, making us feel proud when we do the right thing and guilty when we do something wrong. In essence, Freud designed these terms to provide a structured way to analyze the complexities of the human mind, understand behavior, address psychological issues, and explore personality development. Defense mechanisms are built on the concept of the interactions between the id, ego, and superego. These mechanisms represent ways in which the ego manages conflicts between the id's desires and the superego's moral standards and the demands of reality. All right, let's start with repression. Repression is a defense mechanism whereby individuals unconsciously block unacceptable thoughts, feelings, and impulses from conscious awareness. This mechanism helps to reduce unwanted emotions and protect the ego from distressing emotions and experiences. However, the repressed material can influence behavior and may resurface in other ways. An example can be procrastination. A person may unconsciously block out feelings of inadequacy or fear of failure, which leads them to delay important tasks. By not confronting these unpleasant emotions, they avoid the anxiety associated with the possibility of failure. This avoidance becomes procrastination, where the individual distracts themselves with less significant activities to avoid addressing the primary task, like a student that might consistently delay working on their term paper. Despite knowing its importance, they find themselves cleaning the room or watching TV instead. Unconsciously, they are blocking out fear of not meeting academic expectations. By procrastinating, they avoid confronting feelings of inadequacy and potential failure. A different example involves substance abuse. An individual might repress traumatic memories or emotional pain, leading these unresolved issues to resurface in the form of a need to use substances to cope. The substances provide temporary relief from the repressed emotions, creating a cycle of dependence. For example, someone with repressed childhood trauma might turn to alcohol or drugs to numb the pain they are not consciously aware of, thereby avoiding dealing with the underlying trauma. Repression might also show itself through selective memory. A person may forget distressing or anxiety-provoking events, effectively pushing these memories out of conscious awareness. For instance, a survivor of a traumatic event like a car accident might have no recollection of the incident itself, even though they exhibit symptoms of trauma such as heightened anxiety or fear in similar situations, like seeing a car accident on the news or hearing ambulance sirens. Repression can also lead to difficulties in personal relationships. For example, someone who represses anger towards a partner may exhibit passive-aggressive behavior instead of directly addressing the issue. This can cause misunderstandings and conflicts in the relationship, as the underlying issue is not openly discussed and resolved. Repressed thoughts and feelings often emerge in dreams. An individual might experience vivid dreams or nightmares that symbolize their repressed material. For instance, someone who has repressed trauma from a past event might have recurring dreams that reflect their unconscious mind's attempt to process these emotions. Coming back to my example about the individual who has experienced a traumatic car accident, they may often dream of being in a speeding, uncontrollable vehicle. These dreams reflect their unconscious mind trying to process the trauma and the associated feelings of helplessness and fear. Though they don't consciously acknowledge the full extent of their trauma, it manifests in their recurring nightmares. Repression can even manifest in physical symptoms without a clear medical cause, known as psychosomatic symptoms. For example, someone with repressed anxiety might experience chronic headaches, stomach aches, or other physical symptoms. These symptoms can be the body's way of expressing the unresolved emotional distress. Someone who has struggled with burnout might recognize these physical symptoms. In conclusion, repression serves as a defense mechanism to shield the conscious mind from distressing thoughts and feelings. And now let's talk about denial. Denial is a defense mechanism in which individuals refuse to accept reality or facts, thereby avoiding dealing with the painful feelings or events. This mechanism helps to reduce unpleasant feelings and protect the ego from distressing emotions and experiences. However, by denying reality, individuals may fail to address significant issues, which can lead to further complications in their lives. A example could be compulsive behavior. A person might refuse to accept that their obsessive actions are a problem, insisting that they are just being thorough. Let's say an individual spends hours every day cleaning their house and arranging items in a specific order. Their friends and family express concern about the amount of time they spend on these tasks, but they insist they are just being meticulous and deny that their compulsive behavior interferes with their daily life. An individual might also deny the negative impact of their drinking or drug use on their life, claiming that they can stop any time. For instance, an individual that drinks alcohol every night, often consuming large quantities. And when their partner expresses concern about their drinking habits, they dismiss the worries, claiming they can quit any time and that their drinking doesn't affect their work or personal life. They refuse to acknowledge the negative impact their substance abuse has on their health and relationships. A person might also deny the severity of their health condition to avoid dealing with the potential consequences. For example, an individual experiences persistent chest pain and shortness of breath, but refuse to visit a doctor, attributing their symptoms to stress and lack of exercise. Even when friends urge them to seek medical attention, they insist there's nothing seriously wrong with their health. Their denial prevents them from addressing a potentially serious medical condition. An individual might refuse to acknowledge their financial difficulties, believing things will improve on their own. Someone might have accumulated significant debt from excessive spending and poor financial management. When confronted, they downplay the situation, claiming it's just a temporary setback and that they can easily recover. They avoid looking at bank statements or addressing the root cause of their financial troubles. An individual might also deny problems in their relationship to avoid confronting painful truths. For example, someone's marriage has been strained for years due to frequent arguments and lack of communication. When friends suggest counseling, they brush off the idea, insisting that all couples have rough patches and that things will improve on their own. They deny the depth of the problems in their relationship, preventing any meaningful resolution. Denial can also play a big role when it comes to grief and loss. An individual might refuse to accept the death of a loved one, behaving as if the person is still alive. Denial can prevent someone from processing their grief and moving forward. In conclusion, denial acts as a defense mechanism to shield individuals from painful realities. Next, we have projection. Projection is a psychological defense mechanism in which individuals attribute their own acceptable thoughts, feelings, or motives to another person. This mechanism helps to reduce unpleasant emotions and protect the ego by allowing individuals to externalize their internal conflicts. However, projection can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts in relationships as individuals misinterpret others' actions and intentions. For example, a person might project their own feelings of guilt or inadequacy onto others, accusing them of being critical or unsupportive. For instance, an individual feels guilty about not spending enough time with their family due to their busy work schedule. Instead of addressing their guilt, they accuse their parents of being unsupportive or overly demanding of their time. This projection creates unnecessary conflict and prevents this person from recognizing and addressing their own feelings of guilt. Projection might also lead to overworking. Someone might project their own work-related anxieties onto a colleague, believing that the colleague is trying to outdo them. For example, an individual is anxious about their job performance and fears they are not meeting expectations. Instead of acknowledging their own insecurities, they become convinced that their colleague is trying to outshine them and take credit for their work. This projection leads to unnecessary competition and tension in the workplace. In a relationship, a person who is unfaithful may project their own infidelity onto their partner, accusing them of being unfaithful. For instance, an individual is having an affair but feels guilty about it. To cope with this guilt, they become suspicious of their partner and frequently accuse them of cheating. This projection causes significant strain on their relationship and distracts from addressing their own behavior. Another individual might be struggling with anger issues and might project their anger onto others, perceiving them as being hostile or aggressive. For example, an individual often feels angry and frustrated, but is uncomfortable acknowledging these emotions. Instead, they interpret neutral or mildly negative interactions as hostile and believes others are constantly provoking them. This projection leads to conflicts and prevents from addressing their own anger issues. We can also project insecurities onto others. For example, someone who feels insecure about their appearance might project these insecurities onto others, believing that others are judging or criticizing their looks. As an example, someone is self-conscious about their weight but denies these feelings. Instead, they frequently comment on how others seem obsessed with dieting and body image, projecting their own insecurities onto those around them. And a person who fears failure might project this fear onto others, accusing them of being overly cautious or afraid to take risks. For example, an individual is anxious about a new project at work and fears it might fail. Instead of addressing their own fears, they accuse other team members of being too risk-averse and hesitant to innovate. This projection prevents this person from acknowledging and dealing with their own anxieties about failure. In conclusion, projection acts as a defense mechanism to externalize internal conflicts and unacceptable feelings. And the last one we talk about today is called acting out. Acting out is a psychological defense mechanism in which individuals express unconscious emotional conflicts or feelings through actions rather than through more mature or constructive outlets. This behavior is often impulsive and can be harmful to oneself or others. It serves as a way to release pent-up emotions and can be a cry for help or attention. The most prominent example is self-harm. A person might act out feelings of worthlessness or anger by inflicting physical harm on themselves. For example, a teenager experiencing severe emotional distress and feelings of inadequacy resorts to cutting themselves. This act of self-harm is a manifestation of their inner turmoil and a way to cope with overwhelming emotions that they cannot verbalize or process in a healthier manner. An individual might engage in aggressive or disruptive behavior to express underlying emotional turmoil. For example, an individual frequently gets into heated arguments with their family members, often over trivial matters. Their aggressive behavior is a way of expressing deeper frustrations and unresolved emotional conflicts that they struggle to articulate. Acting out can also show itself through substance abuse. Someone might turn to drugs or alcohol as a way to cope with unresolved emotional pain or stress. Substance abuse can be a form of acting out, as the individual uses alcohol to numb their pain and avoid dealing with their emotions directly. Acting out can also show itself in reckless behavior. Engaging in risky or dangerous activities can be a way to act out internal conflicts. For example, an individual feeling neglected and unloved starts driving recklessly and participating in dangerous stunts. Their reckless behavior is a way to express their need for attention and validation, as well as to release pent-up frustration. An individual might also resort to physical violence to express suppressed anger or frustration. For instance, an individual who has a history of child abuse frequently gets into physical fights. Their violent behavior is a manifestation of their unresolved anger and trauma, acting out the pain they cannot express verbally. Acting out might also manifest in poor performance or disruptive behavior in school or at work. For example, an individual who is struggling with family issues starts failing their classes and acting disruptively in school. Their behavior is a way to express their distress and seek attention from teachers and peers. Engaging in risky sexual behavior can be a way to act out unresolved emotional conflicts. For instance, an individual who feels unloved and seeks validation engages in numerous casual sexual encounters. Their promiscuity is a way to cope with their feelings of inadequacy and the means to seek the affection and attention they crave. In conclusion, acting out is a defense mechanism where individuals express unconscious emotional conflicts through impulsive or harmful actions. Long story short, defense mechanisms are unconscious strategies individuals use to protect themselves from unpleasant emotions like anxiety, guilt, shame, or sadness. Repression unconsciously blocks unacceptable thoughts and feelings, which can lead to behaviors like procrastination, substance abuse, selective memory, relationship conflicts, nightmares, and psychosomatic symptoms. Denial means refusing to accept reality to avoid painful feelings, such as ignoring health issues, financial problems, relationship troubles, or substance abuse. Projection is attributing one's unacceptable thoughts and feelings to others, which might cause conflicts, overworking, jealousy, anger management issues, insecurity, and fear of failure. Acting out is expressing unconscious conflicts through actions rather than mature outlets, which may result in self-harm, family conflicts, substance abuse, reckless behavior, violence, poor performance, and promiscuity. Understanding these mechanisms and their manifestation helps in recognizing how the ego manages internal conflicts between its desires, the superego's moral standards, and external reality. Addressing these unconscious processes can lead to healthier coping mechanisms and improved emotional well-being. For today, I'd like to leave it at that. Next episode, we are going to take a closer look at splitting, displacement, regression, and rationalization. If you have any questions or would like to suggest topics, you're always welcome to write to team@pokermind.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I poked some minds today. See ya!